Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. AskPat. What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 297 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business-related questions 5 days a week. All right, now let's head on over and check out Mike's question today.
Hey, Pat. My name is Mike from Raleigh, North Carolina. And I'm spending some time on your blog, and I noticed that at the top of every blog post that you do, you use a really high quality image. And it looks like these images have had a lot of time and effort put into them. They're highly customized. And I'm wondering how you go about doing that. I also noticed that they have sharing functions, like sharing on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. And that's not something that you normally get on top of an image. I'm wondering how you do that, where you get your images, and whether you outsource them or there's a certain software that you use. I was also really, really impressed with Hayden's blog over at No Hat Digital. I don't know how well you know Hayden, but I'm also wondering how he creates his, because his are absolutely top notch. If you could give me a little bit of insight on this, I'd really, really appreciate it. It's been on my to-do list for about a month. I've searched your blog and I couldn't find anything that showed how you actually go about doing that. So I appreciate it, Pat. And like always, keep up the great work.
Mike, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. And there's a few questions I want to answer here. The first one being, where do I get these high quality images? Well, the images that you see on Smart Passive Income, both on blog posts and of course in every podcast episode, they are taken from different stock photography websites. And then I take them into Photoshop, or my assistant takes them into Photoshop. I don't do the blog or the podcast episodes anymore, but I still do the blog post ones actually. And what happens is then we put text over it. We kind of just make sure everything's in its place. We put the logo from Smart Passive Income on it, and boom, it's done. And then I can put it there in the post. And it's quite a bit of work, but I did Photoshop for 5 years before I became an internet marketer and in this space, so I kind of knew the software really well. My assistant, he's a designer, so he. That's just what he does for a living. But you don't need to be a Photoshop wizard or a design expert in order to do those. There's some really cool tools out there you can use to take any photo and then put words and other things, logos and other pictures on them. And the best one out there is Canva.com, Canva.com. That's definitely the best one to use and easiest to use. And they even have their own set of stock photography you can pull from their own website that you can even purchase on there as well for a reasonable price depending on the one that you select. So you can pick the stock photography you want to use, or you can even upload your own and then use their software, which is all web-based, a web-based application, to add text and numbers and logos and anything you want on it and just export it, and then it's yours and you could do what you want with it, like put it in your blog post like Hayden does at No Hat Digital or like I do on Smart Passive Income. And there you go. Now, there are a number of different places to get stock photos as well. And I do want to mention a resource, though, that I recently stumbled upon, actually helped to contribute to create, actually. And these are for the guys over at fizzle.co. If you go to askpat.com/fizzle-images, again, askpat.com/fizzle-images, or you can get the links in the show notes at askpat.com under episode 297. it'll take you to this really awesome resource that they just created. It's called 50 Plus Sites for Free Images, Fonts, and Icons for Your Blog. So these are free resources, which I don't use, actually. I use istockphoto.com, which is very expensive now, and I don't use that quite as much as I used to because they've raised the prices. But I also use depositphotos.com. And again, on those two sites, I pay to get stock photography, and then I put them into Photoshop and then add text on them. You could even put them into Canva if you want and add text on top of those to put on your blog or website as well. But this resource, askpat.com/fizzle-images, is going to be a great one for you. It's super, super helpful. So you should check it out. And that'll give you some information on where you can get some images, just like the ones you see on my site and Hayden's site and other people's sites who are using great quality images. It's important to use quality images. I mean, obviously, it has stood out to you, Mike, and for everybody listening. I mean, some of you might be just kind of saying, oh, you know, the text is okay, and I'm not really into the images right now. You know, what's the first thing you see on Facebook when you're scrolling through your newsfeed? It's images, right? Or videos now, too. Or when you're flipping through Twitter, you see those images, and that's the thing that pops out at you. So images are really, really important. And I will say that on Facebook, at least, they do have a higher view rate. So in Facebook's algorithm, they do get pushed out more into the newsfeed and a higher click-through rate. And so, you know, I track all that stuff, and it absolutely works. So it's important to get these images done. And again, depositphotos.com, istockphoto.com are tools you can resources you can use to gather high-quality stock images. But also canva.com is what you can use, the tool you can use to sort of customize them a little bit. Now, in a perfect world, and this is something I always like to think about, okay, if I had a magic wand and I can just do it the way I wanted to and it would be all done for me, what would be the best scenario? And it would be using my own photography. Because when you use stock photography, I mean, you're using stock photography, stuff that other people can buy and may have seen elsewhere. And, you know, with stock photography, you got to be careful. You don't want to use the ones that everybody has used before. You know, Michael Hyatt even talked about this in a recent episode of his on This Is Your Life, which is his podcast, how you got to be careful when you're choosing the right photos because, you know, if you use the ones that everybody has seen before, they're just going to not really work as well for you. Like the one that shows a little drop of water and then the ripples out of it, or the one of the, what is it? I think it's the apple that's cut into it, but then on the inside it's an orange. Like I've seen that everywhere now, or the one of the goldfish sort of jumping into another bowl. I mean, maybe you've probably heard of some of those or seen some of those before. So, you know, just use ones that relate to your content, but also try not to use the most popular ones either when you go to these sites to check out this custom work. And then when you add your text on top of them, both Hayden and I like to use two different formats, or sometimes three, but you'll see on mine, at least on smartpassiveincome.com, the images have sort of a bolder, straight-edged kind of text, and superimposed with a sort of cursive type text. And for those of you who are just curious, because I get this question all the time, what are those fonts? The sort of bolded one is Proxima Nova, Proxima Nova. And that's extra bold is what I usually use. But you have to actually purchase that one. That one doesn't come free. And then the other one, which I believe is free, which you can find out elsewhere, it's a cursive handwritten one, and that's Pacifico. Now, remember what I just said about, you know, not doing what other people are doing. So hopefully not everybody's going to use that, but I have seen people do it. But I like the just juxtaposition of the sort of hard-edged, straight-edged, boxy font and using some words that are, you know, like and to and the in sort of a cursive type of writing. That typically works and looks pretty well. It's going to take a little bit of time, even on Canva, to kind of get used to the not only the tool, but kind of what looks good, what doesn't. And as far as the layout, I like when there's something on sort of either the left third or the right third that really captures what that post or podcast episode is about. And then on the other side, that's where I put the text. So if something is in the center in an image, I typically will not use that image because I want it to be either on the left third or the right third so I can have some room for the text but also make and feature whatever it is that's on that image and make it look nice. So hopefully that answers your question. Thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate it. And an Ask Pat t-shirt is going to be headed your way. You'll hear from my assistant in the next week or two to collect your information. And for those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page thanks to the widget from SpeakPipe. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And here's a quote from Peter F. Drucker to finish off the show. He says, Whenever you see a successful business, someone once made a courageous decision. So good. Every successful business, somebody has made a courageous decision at some point in the journey. Have you made a courageous decision yet? Do it. Awesome. Thank you so much. Thanks again for your votes at podcastawards.com. Look for Smart Passive Income in the business category. Again, podcastawards.com. Voting daily through March 24th, so not forever. Thank you again so much for your support. I appreciate it, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Cheers. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.